This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Elder care facilities continue to account for more than half of coronavirus deaths in Colorado. CPR's Rachel Estabrook has more.
515 people living in elder care facilities have died after either testing positive for the coronavirus or having suspected cases. The Cherry Creek Nursing Center in Aurora has the largest outbreak. 30 people there have died. Staff at these facilities have also been hit hard. More than 1,600 staff have confirmed or suspected cases statewide. The governor's office has a new effort to try to slow infections in elder care facilities. It's meant to provide more testing, particularly to find people who don't have symptoms but are still contagious, and to provide more personal protective equipment as well as enforce procedures for infection control. I'm Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
It was 1 year ago today that a student was killed and several wounded at STEM school Highlands Ranch. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Two students have been charged with the shooting last May. Authorities say they hid guns in a guitar case and a backpack. One has pleaded guilty and his mandatory minimum sentence is life with the possibility of parole after serving 40 years. The other has pleaded not guilty. 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo was killed during the shooting. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Police say they shot and killed an armed suspect in Commerce City this morning. Officers were looking for a man wanted for a violent crime. They found him in an apartment building parking lot. Police say the man had a handgun. He was shot by officers and died at a hospital. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.